This is Bird Note. Canyons, whether large or small, can host a spectacular variety of birds. Consider Swakane Canyon in central Washington state. It cuts west from the Columbia River into the Etiot Mountains for 9 miles while gaining nearly 3,000 feet. Steep slopes wall in the canyon floor, several hundred yards wide. The lower canyon is dry and sparsely vegetated. But as we trek upward, we see that gains in elevation bring abundant changes in plant life, creating varied habitats. A slender creek runs through the canyon, nurturing shrubs like blue elderberry. The plant provides nesting cover for bullocks, orioles, and other birds in summer, and masses of tiny fruit to migrating birds in September. A few miles up the canyon, we find stands of ponderosa pines, home to western tanagers. Climbing farther, we come upon groves of aspens and dense willow thickets, then grassy meadows interspersed with beaver ponds. Near the top of the canyon, accompanied by the song of a hermit thrush, we enter the shade of tall firs. Each successive habitat embraces a new mix of birds and other wildlife. In this canyon, nature creates a masterpiece, lovely to behold, and so rich in variety. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
This song called Mucha, it's about different languages from Meningrida.
Bye. great start there to our trip through the Northern Territory of Australia. Right on. When that band was the first all-female band from their community to pick up instruments, start playing, making their own songs. They're called the Ripple Effect Band. And, yeah, they're coming from a place called Maningrida in Arnhem Land, Northern Territory. So following in the tradition of what they called saltwater rock from the top end, forging new ground and a new sound. And they played at this very cool festival in the outback there called, what's it called, Bush Bands Bash. Great name, triple B. Bush Bands Bash happens every year, and it showcases Aboriginal Australian groups. And you heard with that group, rock and roll is very much potent in the outback, in the Northern Territory. And I don't know, they got their sound. I can't explain exactly what it is, but definitely classic rock, a little bit of blues, and yeah, their own kind of distinctive melodies over top of it. So that was Ripple Effect from their album called Warwara, and the song was Ngudja, Nguddja, Ripple Effect Band. And there's a very nice website with explanations of all the people, the languages they speak. They have many languages from the region. And yeah, you got Marita Wilton, you got Rachel Thomas, Jolene Lawrence, Patricia Gibson, Rona Lawrence, Stephanie James, Jody Kell, and Tara Rostron. So 8 members strong, the Ripple Effect Band. And we're going to hear a few other bands that have also performed at the Bush Bands Bash Festival. And yeah, it's a good place to discover bands and for them to, you know, reach a larger audience. So next we're going to hear, and by the way, just for geographical sake of continuity, we'll just let you know where it is. The Northern Territory of Australia it's enormous, and it's directly in the middle of Australia and about the two-thirds of the country. So right in the middle and the northern part, but it's a huge place, and yeah, it's only about 200,000+ people there, so quite sparsely populated for its size, and the capital city being Darwin on the north coast of Australia. So yeah, people have been there for up to something like 40,000 years. So Australians were doing their thing long before any Europeans came, and they have certainly some of the same Commonwealth problems as we do here in Canada with the Aboriginal people. But yeah, nice to see some positives happening. And next we're going to hear from probably the most famous Australian Aboriginal artist. His name is Gurumul, Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu. And sadly, he passed away. He was just in his 40s, but he died of liver disease. And just that was, 2 years ago. And a few months, 9 months after he passed away, his last album came out, his posthumous album, his first after his death. And it's amazing. It's such a mix of his own distinctive voice and his guitar playing, but all these Western orchestral instruments over top of it. So one-of-a-kind album, and he was working on it for the last 4 years of his life. So this has achieved a lot of acclaim since it came out last year, and the album's called Jarimiri, which means Child of the Rainbow. He's got an amazing voice, and remember when I first started doing the show in 2010, he was one of the artists here on the CJSF playlist, so I played some of his music back then, and yeah, this is it's like taking it to the next level with all the orchestra arrangements. So hope you enjoy this song called Jolin by Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu. And he even had, like, when he died, it was a big deal. Even the Prime Minister of Australia paid respects, and all musicians in Australia. He really helped bring two worlds together, bring Aboriginal music into the spotlight in Australia, and yes, other bands are keeping it on, but here he is, the man himself, Mr. Gurumul, with Jolin on Wandering Rhythms, traveling through the Northern Territory of Australia. ¶¶ Crowd goes wild, banging things. Wow, we just heard from three very innovative, young, Aboriginal Australian bands. Yes, and on Wandering Rhythms right now, that's the name of the show, we are traveling through the Northern Territory of Australia, where a lot of people are Indigenous. And it's a beautiful thing that this music is now available. far off here in Western Canada. Yeah, so we just heard from a group called Kardajala Kiridara. Translates to Sandhill Women and refers to a mysterious bush woman from the Sandhills behind the community of Marlinja, Northern Territory. The descendants of this bush woman, these compelling women, are from the communities of Marlinja and Kulumindini, which is also known as Elliot, Australia. So three Aboriginal women in the band, and Melbourne producer Beatrice behind them. So Kardajala Kiridara is the band, and we heard War Mala, which means young girl's song. Beautiful vocals and some nice production as well. That came out 2 years ago, almost to the day, July 2017. Their self-titled album, by the way. And yeah, I enjoyed that a lot. Before those ladies, we heard from some straight-up rock. And did you hear there's didgeridoo in this rock band? So these guys are, new and ancient at the same time. They're called the Black Rock Band, and they're from Jabiru, Northern Territory. Yeah, remote place on West Arnhem Land, which is on the north coast of Northern Territory, Australia. Yeah, so the album was Struggle, Black Rock Band. We heard Bininj Kunbork, and that also came out recently, just last year. So yeah, some straight up rock and roll featuring the didgeridoo and recorded in Brooklyn, New York, as well as in Darwin and Kapalga Community National Park. So yeah, these guys are pretty much hipsters now. They're recording their albums in Brooklyn. So cool stuff, Black Rock Band. And before that, the most famous, the best-selling Aboriginal Australian artist of all time, Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu. And we heard a song from his last album, one that came out 9 months after his death. It's called Jolin. So he died actually just under 2 years ago, and in Darwin, Australia, 2017, at the age of 46, sadly. So that was a big loss to the Australian music world. And he is from Elcho Island, Australia, also Northern Territory on the north coast. And yeah, he sang in Yolnu languages such as Halpu, Gumach, and Jambarpuinu, a dialect related to Gumach. He also sang in English. So he played in a band previously called Saltwater Band, who was commercially well known, well selling. And Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu, also born blind, so he lived through his whole life, I'm sure, faced quite a few struggles to make it to a place where he became the most famous Aboriginal artist ever in Australia. And yeah, he, not even 10 years into his recording career, he sadly passed away. So yeah, his last album, actually, the song we heard, Jolin, from that last album of his, it took 4 years to make because they were doing all these innovative things with trying to make Western classical musics, imitate the old folk music of Australia, and apparently, imitate the didgeridoo as well, which is an amazing thing, and just simple, tonally, such a simple instrument, but trying to make that transcribed to, Western classical instruments. So very interesting, I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu of Elcho Island, Australia. And yes, we're going to switch gears a little bit next. We'll definitely hear a bit more Aboriginal music as we make our way through this hour of music from Northern Australia. But next, we're going to hear from somebody from the big city, Darwin. But by the way, I meant to say, speaking of Aboriginal languages, there's over 100 in the region. So